Welcome back to Morning Ireland here in Tala. It's just 10 to 8. Grace Hill, Tala Drug and Alcohol Task Force Coordinator, joins us now. You're on the line, Grace Hill. Good morning.
Good morning, Cian. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Housing, transport and immigration were all issues mentioned before the break in Mark O'Driscoll's report. What are the issues that people are talking to you about?
Well, in my experience and kind of our line of work, I suppose, you know, you have poverty in disadvantaged communities, but where drug use is concerned, it brings a whole new lower level of poverty, I suppose. So that's what I'd be hearing on the ground from people impacted by substance misuse. You mentioned housing there. I think there's a real need for kind of supported housing and supporting families that are struggling, high support families. I think some of that is happening through the likes of Tuzla. But I think more of it would be really appreciated, again, particularly for families impacted by substance misuse. There's a real issue around housing in our area for men only. So, you know, obviously, you know, people, women and children and families will get priority. But men that are leaving residential treatment, it's very hard for them to get housing. I think that would be great if that could be addressed.
Well, what's the biggest issue on the ground then? Is it cost of living? Is it housing, as you mentioned? Is it antisocial behaviour?
Yeah, antisocial behaviour is definitely a huge issue. Safety concerns in communities. I'm constantly talking to councillors at meeting around that and raising it with the guards. We need more community police. The number in Tala has gone from 24 to 10. Which I don't think is good enough, and I think we're constantly being given different reasons for it, whether it be COVID or recruitment. We had the Garda Commissioner out there last year, but we need more guards on the ground, and I don't mean in terms of seizures, okay, there's lots of them happening, which is brilliant, but to build up a rapport with communities, and I suppose to dampen the fire of some tensions that are happening in really disadvantaged areas, that would be welcome.
Well, look, finally, Grace, there's a week left for politicians to canvass for votes in the local election. So, in your opinion, what's the first thing that they'll need to do when they're elected to the council?
I think the big thing is, you know, don't be looking to start anything new. There's so many great things that are happening in Tala. Look at what's there. Look at what's already been piloted. Look at the research. Talk to communities on the ground and what's actually required, because the evidence is there. I'll give you an example, Cian. Over the last 2 years, we've run a detached street work project, working with young people where they're at. It's a project that's visible in the community and it's having great impacts. And I suppose I would say to look at projects like that, of what's actually worked and what we can mainstream into the future then.
So look at what has worked in the past and focus on that. Grace Hill, Tala Drug and Alcohol Task Force Coordinator, thanks for joining us this morning.